A Prayer to Share a True Heart of Thankfulness by Maggie Meadows Cooper, read by Leah Martin. When times are good, be happy. But when times are bad, consider this. God has made the one as well as the other. Ecclesiastes 7:14. It's Thanksgiving season, and I've naturally been thinking of all I'm thankful for. Family, friends, jobs, material blessings, etc. Those are all things I'm absolutely thankful for, but it all just seems so predictable, too routine, too blah. Saying I'm thankful for my family, etc., just doesn't seem like enough for some reason. It doesn't seem honest enough. It doesn't show the reality of my days. It doesn't show the depth of my depravity. It's all just too superficial. You may get what I'm saying, you may not, but hear my heart here. I've gotten to know a number of souls in the past few years who live day to day through situations and relationships I can't even begin to understand. Their hearts and minds carry burdens that I can't even fathom because, in all honesty, I've led a fairly charmed life. But some with whom I speak have never had the security I feel. They don't have their people who they can say with absolute certainty will always love them and stand by them as long as they're able. They don't know without a doubt that there's a God who loves them and will never leave them because no one in their life has modeled a love like that. It's because of them that thankfulness takes on a new meaning this year. I can't just give a blanket statement anymore. I need to tell them and others exactly what I'm thankful for and who is responsible for every good thing in my life. So here are three things to consider when you share Jesus, not only this Thanksgiving season, but throughout the year. One, talk to the Lord and proclaim His name out loud. When Jesus was about to raise Lazarus from the dead, He said, "Father, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me. But I said it out loud for the sake of all these people standing here, so that they will believe you sent me." John 11:41 through 42. Jesus didn't need to talk to the Lord out loud. He did it so those around Him would hear and recognize and acknowledge that this miracle came from God. If He had not, they might have given credit to His human flesh. So it's our turn now to acknowledge out loud, publicly, for all to hear, where all our thankfulness is due. When we do that, when we claim the name of Jesus and share with others about all that He's done in our lives, it can't help but resonate with those who might not know Him yet. Two, remember to thank Him in the good and the bad. If we can share thankfulness in the good things, awesome. But if we want to make even more of an impression, share thankfulness for the hard things too. Remember, Ecclesiastes 7:14 says, "When times are good, be happy. But when times are bad, consider this. God has made the one as well as the other." I am thankful for the times the Lord has brought me to my knees in tears because they humbled me. I'm thankful for the health issues I've had from time to time because they show me my humanity. I'm thankful for dealing with disobedience in my children because it makes me take a good hard look at myself when the Lord reveals my own sin nature. So when opportunities arise in everyday conversation, when you're sharing life with others, talk about the one who gives you life. Say His name out loud for others to hear. If others hear us talk about the Lord outside of church, away from the Christian setting where we're supposed to, it may mean more. If we show others that we think enough of Jesus to give Him credit for our good days and trust Him to guide our steps in the hard things too, it may plant seeds that will grow in time. And 3, keep it simple and speak gently. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect." The majority of people you talk to are not Bible scholars. Many may have never even read the Bible. You don't need fancy answers and highfalutin talk to impress anyone. You just need to speak your heart simply. Don't believe the lies Satan may whisper in your ear that you're not qualified enough to share about the Lord or that you're undeserving of that opportunity. You are a child of the King, and He wants you to share. Finally, speak gently, because you never know what someone's been through or what negative experiences they may have had with church. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, help me take this Thanksgiving time to be still, to thoughtfully consider all you've done in my life, and to praise you for the good things as well as the hard things. Give me courage, wisdom, opportunity, and the words to share you with someone who needs you as much as I do. Thank you for loving me, forgiving me, and never letting me go. You are the reason for the hope that I have. In your mighty name, amen.
It's a crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Catherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.